opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. This is L.
And this is co-host Ron Lim for the Ask L Show. Don't mind us. We're being silly today. Oh, don't forget Coco host
Lenny Matthews
with the most. Coco host with the most.
Why, thank you.
How about that? I just made that up.
Already going down.
I just made that up.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome to the Ask L Show. We are sponsored by Heavenly Donuts. Katie's probably listening. Heavenly Donuts.
Hi, Katie.
Deja Vu. Deja Brew. Great coffee. Great breakfast and lunch there. We go there all the time. Love it. And Carlene's Restaurant. They have, what's that thing on Wednesday? Is that today?
Wednesday.
50% off all wine. Just thought you might want to know that. Beautiful. Great food.
And they have a happy hour.
Happy hour. 4 to 6, I believe, in the afternoons. All right. So we'd like you to call in. This topic's going to be fun. So if you're listening, please call in and weigh in because we want to hear what you have to say. It's 530-605-4567. Or you can listen to us at kcnr1460.com. You can also text in anything to Ask Y'all at
707-499-8999.
Or you can Facebook message us on Ron Lim, Ask L, and Lenny Matthews, co-host with the most.
Thank you.
So I think we're going to kind of start off with the last part of last week's show that we didn't get to finish because Lenny says that was the most important part. So we
meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes of the whole thing.
We got a little housekeeping to do on that one.
Yeah, so what was the topic and what was the last part of it?
Well, the topic last week that we had to rush through, the five things that every woman needs from her man.
Okay.
So, you know, we did it sort of at the last part of the show, so we didn't get through the fifth part of that, but I'm going to run through the first four just for refresher and then hit the fifth one. So,
good idea. I don't remember now.
Yeah. So last week when we were talking about the five things that every woman needs from her man, the first one was security. She needs security from him. And the number two thing that a woman needs from a man, and not in any particular order, is that communication. She needs communication. And the third thing, scroll down here, patience is the third thing that she needs. And the fourth thing is leadership. Leadership. Gosh, I kind of want to go into these again. I'm going to stop.
Well, I think communication is the biggest one, I think. But
yeah, these aren't in any particular order. They're not in order of importance.
I hear that all the time. Yeah. You don't communicate.
Yeah, that's the big complaint. Yeah, it's just some misunderstandings there that can be adjusted. Leadership, I went over that. But the fifth one that we didn't get to, that was one that I've had a request to go over, and that is what she needs is attention. So the fifth thing that she needs is attention, and what that looks like is it looks like giving your time to her, be present in the moment with her, make her a priority, take her out on dates. She's craving that attention from you. If you're a man and she chose to be with, then you have to be willing to give her that attention and make time for her. That is, it's a priority for a woman. Men live busy lifestyles, and so it's easy for you guys to get caught up in work. I mean, women
very
do too.
Easy, yes.
Women live, and I'm not to. That's not discounting that women have busy lives too. Men just particularly are more single focused in their goals and their purpose and their plans, and so because of that factory setting that men have, you kind of have to take a step back and create a structure that creates balance in giving her that attention and the time that she needs. So you guys have to work together. A lot of, you know, a simple way of doing that is creating a date night once a week. When I was married and the kids were young, that's what we did. We create every Thursday night was our date night. And no, I always had that to look forward to, even if I felt like during the week we didn't get a ton of time together because we were building a business. We had that Thursday night. We kept that time structure sacred.
Right. Well, we not only had a date night once a week, but every day. Whenever we get home from work, we'd grab a beer, go in the office, sit down, and chat about my day, her day.
Fantastic.
Every day.
That is
that's
awesome.
Connection. Yeah, that's creating connection. That's what women want. I repeat that a lot on here, is that the thing that makes women feel safe is connection. For men, what makes you feel safe is that ability to produce the results that you're after. The most important result that you want as men is to produce the result of making your woman happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, understanding that she needs connection is going to, you know, move you in the direction of a happier, healthier relationship. So,
well, I was really looking forward to the frosty beer too. I'm not gonna lie.
Why not? You know, the beer and the
loosens things up.
Yeah, why not?
After about three or four or five, we're pretty loosened up.
You talk about anything at that point.
Yeah, we laugh a lot.
So you know, the last point on this one is just paying attention to her. I mean, that sounds redundant, but read her well so that you're picking up on the little things. That's not as easy for men as it is for women. Women naturally do this. We're reading you. We're picking up on the subtleties. The woman shouldn't always have to be the one that brings things up. It will warm her heart if a man notices something about her or is paying attention. So it doesn't mean that she shouldn't be more communicative about her needs and desires. But anyway, paying attention. So that was the last point of the things that a woman needs from a man. And so tonight's topic, what we're focusing on is we're going to look at the six behaviors that actually can push a man away and how the flip side of these behaviors are actually what draw a man to you. So these points are important because...
I'm taking notes.
You're taking notes.
Well, actually, we're talking about the...
You're taking notes on which one?
I don't know. I'm just.
You're just taking notes in general.
Taking notes. I got a pen. I'm going to take notes.
Okay. So tonight we're going to look at the six behaviors that actually push men away. This is important because, like I said, these behaviors are actually the flip side of these behaviors are actually what can draw a man to you. And so sometimes we don't know what we're doing that can push people away or draw them in. So this is going to shed some light on that. So the first behavior, the number one, in no particular order, that can push a man away is playing games. So the behavior of playing games, and what does that mean? You know, what does that look like? So when you're playing games, you know, this is really important because when you're playing games, you're not being your true and authentic self. You're not responding authentically to the moment. And here's an example of that. Say he sends you a text, and you get his text and maybe you read it, maybe you don't. And, you're thinking, okay, I could text him back, but if I wait to text him back, well, that'll create more desire. So I'm going to wait to text him back. In fact, I'll just wait a whole day. Or he asks you out. He might ask you out on a date, and you might not be busy. But the horrible advice that circulates out there is act like you're busy. Say you're busy. If he asks you out, say you're busy. That's horrible advice. You know, you might not be busy, but you tell him that you're busy because you're trying to create some appearance of some life that you don't really have, or you don't want to appear desperate. So the thing about this is that, you know, we're all built. We all have a built-in authenticity. Authenticity.
You said you were going to have a problem with that word.
I do have a problem with that word. We all have a built-in authenticity meter. So we can just naturally feel authenticity in each other. We may not be able to articulate what that is, but we can feel it. And so when we're being authentic with who we are, we're centered. You know, if we're being honest and saying what it is that we feel and we're centered in that. And when you're not being authentic, we're off center, we're off balance. And, you know, people can, when you feel like somebody just like, oh, I don't know what it is about that person, you can sense this. You can sense when somebody else is off balance. So, you know, what you want to do is bring yourself back to the center. Really be yourself. There's a reason for this, because when a man feels like you're really being yourself, that you're really, you know, you're being true to yourself, you're being authentic, he's going to feel that in you, and he's actually going to be drawn to you. You know, if you're giving answers that you think he wants to hear, you're not wanting to be difficult, he's going to sense that. So we're going to draw a line under it here, right? And time to take a break. Yeah,
let's take a break.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Good evening. You're here with the Ask Elle Show. I'm Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, the co-host to the Ask Elle Show. And over there rocking out is our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Hello.
I'm going to say that from now on, co-host with the most.
She is awesome.
Yeah, so we're back with you. Our sponsor is Heavenly Donuts. I forgot to mention that the DoorDash and what's the other one? Grubhub.
Yeah.
Deliver for free your first time with Heavenly Donuts, not the donuts, for free. And they have great breakfast. And
good coffee.
Good coffee, yes. And then we also have another sponsor. What are you saying?
our other sponsor is Deja Brew. Deja Vu.
Thank
and
you.
Carlene.
And Carlene.
I was trying to signal Happy the 24-hour. That 24-hour. Yes.
And the Keto Corner.
And the Keto Corner that Katie is
lick
working
and smell
on.
Them.
Yes, lick and smell them. Yes, Katie's working
no
on
calories.
That. No calories. Yeah, Katie's working on that.
And the walk-up window, is it 24 hours?
It is.
Yeah, 24 hours.
I can't believe that. That's super cool.
That's a great service.
Great place to take a date after dinner.
Because if you go to a
take a walk, walk up to the walk-up window.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're listening and you want, we'd like to have you call in and chime in, but the number is 530-605-4567, or you can go to kcnr1460.com and listen in on your phone or computer. You can also text Ask Al at
707-499-8999, and we're getting a lot of really good feedback on the show tonight.
Oh,
no
good.
Questions so far, but lots of good feedback.
Good feedback. Okay, well, all right, so where did we end?
Well, I'm going to just recap tonight. We're looking at the six behaviors that actually push men away, and right before break, I was going over number one, which is playing games. And so number two, the number two behavior that will push a man away is being too aloof. And again, this is horrible advice circulating out there. Be aloof. So, well, this is where you actually don't show that you're interested in him, and you don't give him compliments. You don't tell him you're attracted to him. You don't get excited when he calls. And women, we will often put this facade of
playing hard to get.
Yeah, and it's horrible advice. I don't know who gave us that advice, but it's kind of something that we learn early on, and it's inaccurate.
Might backfire on you. I might just say, okay.
Well, and here's the thing. The challenge is that men do not invest in relationships where they don't feel like it's got a shot or a chance.
Right.
You know, men play to win. They want to know that they have a chance of winning at this relationship. So, one of the ways that a man knows that this might be going somewhere is if you're giving the relationship interest or showing interest in the relationship. Showing interest and letting him know that you're attracted to him, letting him know that you're interested in him, letting him know that you want him, that you'll, these things will actually draw him in. So, that's behavior number two. Behavior number three, it's actually the opposite of being too aloof, and the opposite side of the coin, and that is treating the man too early on, or maybe at any point, that he is perfect.
Right.
Yeah. So, and there's just a story I want to share about somebody conveyed this story to me about their situation where this guy was dating a woman. He really liked her, very interested. Things were going along well. She was spending the night there. They were spending time together. I think they were getting ready for bed, brushing their teeth, and she just stopped what she was doing, looked over at him and said, "Oh my God, you're perfect." And what he said is in that moment, he just wanted to run because what he knew, and it was too early on in the relationship, what he knew is that he's not perfect. He knows he's got a bunch of flaws. When she's saying that he's perfect, he's taking that as though now he's being put on a pedestal. And there's only one place to go after that. Once you put on the pedestal, you fall off. You can fall off. And they want to know that you understand that they have flaws. They don't want you to have a false view of them. And so the moment that this does is set it up for the moment that you know he's flawed, you're not going to want him or you're not going to accept him. So,
a lot of pressure there.
Yeah, they want to know that they're going to be, I unconditionally accept that. I actually prefer the term unconditional respect. So even when they have their moments, their mm-hmm. down moments or their, less than perfect moments, that you're still going to be there. You're still going to have their back and be supportive of them. So,
again, perfect isn't realistic.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's scary for somebody to think, oh, you're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know you're not.
Nobody's told me that lately.
Well, that's good then, Ron. So what's more powerful is to actually just, this is going to maybe sound corny, but just be in the vibration of love and acceptance. So just have that attitude. You don't have to necessarily say it, but just carry that attitude of love and acceptance, and that you are into him and that you are willing to respect him and care for him for his imperfections, and that you're willing to accept him for who he is. So you're not putting him on some false pedestal. Being loved and accepted for who we are is really one of the strongest draws and connections that we can have as human beings. So we're moving through these pretty fast. We're going to probably be doing some other topics tonight after this, because I'm already on number four and I only made six. So behavior number four is, and this is a big one, having an attitude of entitlement. That attitude of expecting, not being gracious or grateful. Men know that men have an internal working, a factory setting, that one of their roles is to provide. So it's been this way for thousands of years. Whether or not a woman provides equally or not, it's just hardwired into men, that ability to provide. And so men who've done a successful job at earning money for themselves or have a lot and have a lot of resources, it can be really easy for women. Then this is just an example. It can be really easy for women to take advantage of that situation where they're expecting nice things. They're expecting nice restaurants. They're expecting nice gifts. They're expecting to be taken out. So that attitude of entitlement is incredibly off-putting. And I put it to women like this. This is going to sound bad, but it's no different than if a man has that expectation of, you're going to have sex with me.
Exactly.
You're going to have sex with me. So I'm like, if you have that attitude of expecting him to open his wallet, you better have that attitude of opening.
Reciprocating.
Yes, in a different way. So, but it's off-putting to a woman if she feels like all a man wants is sex, and that he's expecting it, and that he's not, cherishing her. That's going to be off-putting for her.
That wouldn't work for me.
Same way for... We all want to be, as women, we want to be cherished, and men want to be respected. So here's a very simple way to flip that script. If you have not had developed the habit of this, instead of pushing him away with entitlement, draw him into you. You can draw a man into you with gratitude.
How do you do that?
So it's easy. Thank you. It's this simple. Pay attention. If he opens the door for you, thank you for that. If he offers to carry, you're messing around with something in the car and your purse is banging against you and he offers to grab your purse for you, thank you so much. I so appreciate you paying attention to that. Takes you out to dinner. Thank you so much for the dinner.
Yes, women, well, you appreciate it.
Appreciation is huge. And women want appreciation as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We want appreciation because women pay attention to the little things. And so we're taking notes all the way through and writing Christmas lists and thinking, paying attention to your preferences. We want to be appreciated for those. Well, men want to be appreciated for the ways that they're providing for you. And providing doesn't always mean money.
Mm-mm.
Providing can be making sure that some of the things that are important to you that are going to make your life comfortable are provided for you. It can be washing your windshield. I'm going to wash your windshield for you. Right. I'm going to take your car down and fill it. We're getting out and filling up the car for you.
Or washing the car.
Yeah.
Love
Thank
that.
You so much. And those are little ways he's wanting to provide for you. Those are ways he's saying, I care about you. So gratitude for those goes a long way. Thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate you doing that for me, because what you appreciate, you will get more of. Let them know. Those are big points with me. Thank you. And you'll get more of that.
Yeah. I'd go shopping and I'd always think about what, something that makes her life easier. Makes a, for instance, maybe a little thing, but I was at Ace Hardware looking through stuff and I walked by some really nice nozzles for the hoses. And the ones we had at home were really hard and were hard to work. So I thought, Oh, you know what? She's having a hard time with those. So I picked up some brand new ones for all the hoses. And but I didn't get a thank you for that. But I thought about it.
Very, very thoughtful of you to do that. So I'm going to say thank you.
Oh, well, thank you.
For being such a conscientious friend. I do have a question from Kristen. And Kristen, this is a great question. And it's a good distinction. She says, how about saying you are perfect for me? So instead of saying you're perfect for me. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I hadn't thought about that before, Kristen, but I think that's a good distinction, and it takes away that pressure of falling off the pedestal, but it's allowing for him being a really good fit for you, and you're going to be able to go through this journey together.
I like that. Perfect.
So there you go. You have a man in the house saying that works. Thank you for the question. Really good distinction. And so this is a good place to stop. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. With our annual programs last year, we were able to send over 400 packages around the world to active duty military personnel. Throughout 2022, you helped us provide services to over 3,500 senior veterans in need. We're grateful to everyone, from businesses, to the media, to all individuals. Please know that your donations are critical to the success of our mission. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. And as always, thank you for your support.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Grab your girlfriend and your coworkers and join Shasta Regional Medical Center for the Go Wedding Luncheon 2023. Friday, February 10th, this year's lineup of speakers are dynamic and inspirational. Grab a glass of champagne and shop vendor booths from local retailers and health educators. Learn about women's heart health information and get inspired in 2023. For sponsor information and tickets, go online to ShastaRegional.com. February 10th, Go Wedding at the Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Elle, and thank you for joining us.
This is co-host. This is co-host Rodney. We were rocking out to the music. Sorry about that. Anyways, co-host Ron Lim to the Ask Elle show, and we have our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews, over
here.
Oh, hello. Our sponsors tonight, one is Heavenly Donut. Katie Garrett with Heavenly Donuts is listening. She says that she's having a glass of wine while she's listening.
Lucky.
Yeah, so she heard all about the keto corner and all that. And also brought to you by, what else is there about Heavenly Donuts? Great donuts. Hey, did I tell you
the 24-hour walk
did
up?
Did I tell you, did you know the donut holes are really made from the donuts?
Yes, I did, donuts? Ron.
Okay.
I had that figured out at
did
an
you?
Early
well,
age.
Well, just in case somebody listening doesn't know, that's where they come from. Right, Katie? Also, we have Deja. It's getting late. Deja, we also have Deja Vu and Deja Brew sponsors. Yeah. Carlene's. I was going to say something
Wednesday.
Else, but I forgot. Wednesday, tomorrow, Wednesday, half off on all the wine there. If you're a wine drinker, it's a great deal. If you're listening, we'd like to hear from you. Call 530-605-4567. or go to KCNR1460.com, listen in on your phone or tablet, or you can message or text. You can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can also message us on Facebook Messenger to Ask L, Ron Lim, Lenny Matthews. Okay? Yes. So, where were we?
Well, if you're just joining us, what we've been covering so far is the six behaviors that actually push men away, and I'll recap the first five. The first one is playing games. That's going to push a man away. The second one is being too aloof. The third one is the opposite of being too aloof, which is treating him as though he's perfect. And I got to add to this because our favorite in-house guest is Jennifer Morgan, and she said, "What if you're perfectly imperfect?"
Oh, that's a song, isn't it?
I don't know. But that's her, you know. What if you tell him he's perfectly imperfect? What do you think about that? Oh, crickets. Okay, so moving along.
No, I think...
You got nothing on that one,
Jen. No, I think, Jen, that first of all, you're deep into the relationship if you already know that he's perfectly imperfect for you. So once you get to the point where you've said, I love yous, you're cuddling, you're comfortable, and you tell him, I think you're perfectly imperfect for me, if you're comfortable with that and he's going to take that as a compliment somehow, then I say, go for it.
Yeah, when Kristen
Why
said,
not?
Yeah, when I agreed that Kristen said you're perfect for me,
yeah, that was
I would
good.
Like that. But yeah, but as Lenny said, it's of course kind of depends on when you say that. If it's at the beginning, like then it's like, no, you don't know me.
You don't know me.
And so yeah, it would be later on in the relationship if I heard you're perfect for me, then you know that'd be later.
Yeah, and it would make me feel really good, and I would believe it.
True. Good point.
That's important.
Yeah, good point. So number three is behavior that is treating him as though he's perfect. Number four is having an attitude of entitlement. We just went over that one pretty thoroughly. And number five is, you know, and I might get some blowback from this one. You might, some of you might disagree, but number five is emasculating behavior. Having emasculating behavior is going to push a man away. So what is that? You know, what is emasculating behavior? It's behavior basically that demonstrates to a man that you don't believe that he has what it takes to accomplish the job. That can show up in a lot of different ways, or that you don't believe that he could actually do the job. So a lot of times it shows up as, for example, offering suggestions. Well, maybe you could do it this way, or what about this, or why don't you do it this way? Or it shows up as you trying to help or step in because maybe you know how to do it better. Or maybe you can show him how to do it more efficiently with a better outcome. But the challenge in this is that, you know, again, as I said earlier, is that men have this deeply wired need to provide. And sometimes that means providing the solution to the problem. They are naturally geared for problem solving. They want to do that for you. So they need to provide the ability to figure this out. So, you know, really what you have to do in this situation is ask yourself this. Is it worth getting the job done faster than or worth the discontent you're going to create in with emasculating behavior? And again, I know there might be people out there that don't like this, but it's just the way it is. Here's an example that someone told me about, and that is that his wife asked him, hey, would you, you know, he's asked, is there anything I can do? Yeah, would you cut this onion up for me? So he grabs the onion, grabs a knife, starts cutting it up, and she comes over and starts saying, well, you're not cutting it the right way, and then takes over. So, you know, that's a small example, but the outcome is, you know, the onion would have got cut. The outcome on the onion is going to be the same. But instantly, he felt, you know, a wall come up, And yes, she's better at cutting the onions than he is, but what she communicated to him in an underlying way is that she really did not believe he could do it. So she gives them this job. Then she doesn't believe she can do it. He can do it. And that he did not provide, she's telling him, you didn't provide the help for the job that I wanted.
I needed.
Yeah. So, you know, again, you have to ask yourself, if your husband, or another example is, and I ran into this sometimes in my marriage when I was married. If your husband isn't as handy around the house and maybe is taking a little longer to figure something out, you know, you might even know how to do it better. But say, and you say to him something to the effect of, hey, step aside and let me do it. That's emasculating behavior. And letting him figure it out, you know, there's a reward that comes with that. It's tempting to want to step in, but the bond that you're forming by letting him actually do the job is incredible. So you have to weigh that out. Do I feel like I need to be right, or is it more important for me to give him the opportunity to provide something for me in this situation? You know, especially if you let him figure it out and then celebrate him for the job that he did. That is momentous for men. And Ron's over here nodding his head. So, you know, he's our designated
guy.
Yeah, and Liam. But Liam's been quiet tonight.
Liam's been quiet. What are you doing back there, Liam?
I'm just listening.
Okay. So the cost of emasculating behavior degrades the connection in the relationship. So this is one of the things that puts men off at, you know, just ask yourself, hey, let him do it. I mean, here's another thing that we run into a lot. It comes up a lot. It's the butt of jokes. And it's when men are driving. Well, we have Siri now, but, you know, when men, back in the day, hey, why don't you get a map, or why don't you pull over and ask for directions? Well, the man has this need to conquer what he's trying to do and figure it out. And so he wants you to believe in him and his ability to figure it out. It's not about how fast you get there. It's more about he's going to be able to figure this out. And celebrating him for that quality that he has. So here's the rule of thumb for that. If he's not going to hurt himself and he's not going to hurt anyone else, let him figure it out. You know, let him proceed. And if you really do want to make a correction or a suggestion, if you feel like you just can't help it or the situation calls for it, there's a nice way to do it. And that is, hey, are you open right now to some feedback, or is now not a good time? He'll say, yeah.
If you put it that way.
That works. That works a lot. I use
you're
that.
Not do that.
Yeah, or here, you're doing it wrong, or why are you doing it that way?
You make him feel stupid. Because everything that you've been explaining is it's a small chipping away of their masculinity. That's why the word,
eroding.
That's why masculinity's in the word. It's, yeah, and that is a huge thing for a man.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
He has to provide for his family. It's so
big. In some way, and he has to be celebrated and elevated and
not embarrassed, and he's got to feel good.
There's a, and again, I don't want to be stepping on any toes, but there's a scripture that I absolutely love, and it's, it says that when a man's wife, how does it go? When a man's heart safely trusts in his wife, he will have no lack of gain. So that safely trusting means that he knows she's going to have his back. He knows she's going to believe in him. He knows she's going to be there for him and be supportive even when he fails. And it's conditional. He will have no lack of gain. He's going to be the most amazing version of himself he could be when he feels that trust and support. And again, you're nodding, Ron, so I know
I agree with you on point.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on from that point to number six, is called the instant relationship. So, this is when you're first dating, and, it's really easy to fall into the pattern of just trying to get him to like you. So you're trying to get him to like you before you even know him. So it's the instant relationship. And he can feel that. Again, we're going back to that authenticity.
We know better.
Yeah. And so this is a pattern where he can feel that you're just trying to get him to like you before you've even decided if you like him or if you want something long term, but you just want this instant relationship. So that's actually going to be repelling because the man wants to feel like he's being chosen. Like he's being selected above all of the others. And so I'm going to continue with this when we come back from the break.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Show. We are back. Our sponsors tonight are Heavenly Donuts, Deja Vu with the Deja Brew inside, and Carlene's Restaurant.
Well done, Ron.
I think I'll keep it short and simple this time.
He's very tickled.
I was waiting for
I know, you're waiting for my spiel. Yeah. Well, okay, I will say that Heavenly Donuts has a really good donuts. And just in case you guys missed it, donut holes are really made from the punched out donuts.
Bear claws, my favorite. Ooh,
I like the alligator jaws with the maple and stuffed.
Ooh, well,
Yeah, alligator. Love that. Alligator jaws, I think they call it. Anyway, if you'd like to call in, our number here is 530-605-4567, or you can go to KCNR 1460.com. Listen in on your phone or computer, and you can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can go to our messengers at Facebook for the Ask L and Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews, our co-host with the most. We're back. Okay.
Okay, now. So if you're just joining us and coming in late in the program, we have been covering the six behaviors I came up with that actually push men away. And behavior number one is playing games. Behavior number two is being too aloof. behavior number three is the opposite of being too aloof and treating him as though he's perfect. Behavior number four, having an attitude of entitlement. Behavior number five is emasculating behavior. So we went into that pretty much in depth. I don't think there's anything more for me to cover on that. Number six, instant relationship. That's where we were. I lost my own place. So we were talking about the instant relationship. That's a kind of a bad habit to fall into, because every human being, not just men, but we want to feel chosen. And so we were talking about the instant relationship, where you're trying to get him to like you before he's even decided whether or not you're trying to get a commitment before you've even decided whether or not you like him. And this is going to be something long term. It's repelling, because a man wants to feel chosen. We all want to feel chosen.
Special.
Yeah. So it's a powerful feeling to feel like you're chosen, to say, for someone to say to you, I have chosen you. Out of all the other people that you could have chosen, you're saying that you matter to me. You are important to me. You're amazing. I think you're an amazing person, and I want you in my life. So we could have an amazing relationship together. We love that, and he wants to feel the same way. If you're rushing into the relationship and trying to get the commitment, just to get him to like you, that communicates that you want the instant relationship. And so it goes back to that authenticity.
I did come up with a number seven when you're ready for number seven.
Oh, okay.
Coming from a guy's point of view, that's awesome.
Well, that's my only, it's my personal preference.
Love it.
Yeah.
So there's something that is called the commitment connection factor. And simply put, it's just when the connection is leading the commitment, then the connection deepens. When the connection is leading the relationship, it's actually pulling the commitment forward. So when you're letting the connection be stronger than trying to go for that commitment. When the connection is outpacing the commitment, it's drawing the relationship forward. When it's the commitment getting out in front of the connection, that's when the cord is broken and the connection drops. That's when he feels a rush of commitment. It kills the connection.
Yep.
I hear that word connection a lot.
So really it's the reverse of all of these six points that will draw a man. And I don't think it's just men. I mean, it can apply to women as well, but these will draw a man in. So we've covered those pretty quickly. We have a little bit of time left.
Ron has
seven.
Don't
forget, I have one, number seven.
Oh, yeah, number seven. Sorry,
behavior we don't like.
Yeah.
Nagging.
Yeah.
Yes.
We I don't know how you missed that one.
You
actually
know what?
Nagging covers a lot of stuff, right?
Well, I don't want to be a nag.
Yeah. Let's talk about nagging.
Yeah, talk to us about
what is nagging
for you.
Oh, gosh.
It's the tone.
There we go. Liam.
Liam, very good. It's the tone. So give us an example, Liam.
Oh, let me think about it. I don't know. It's like when you sound fed up. You know what I mean? It's like
and repeating over and over.
And it's like I haven't done anything. Like why do you sound like this? Like I get you've had a long day, but like, oh my goodness, I don't want to hear this right now. I've had a long day too. You know what I mean?
Repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah, nag would be over and over and over about the same thing. Why? Why didn't you? How come?
It's the message that
are you gonna fail?
You haven't done enough, you're not doing what I need you to do for me. You're not showing up well. You didn't do a good job. Does that sound right, Liam?
Yeah.
And it's constant.
Well, but it's a symptom of a breakdown, right? It's a failure on both parties to get things done.
Well said.
I mean,
yeah. Well said. Good point.
Well, thank you, Liam.
For me, it's more. I mean, for me, it's just like the tone. You can nag me, but when you're nagging with like a specific tone, like it's just like. Demoralizing, maybe.
Right.
It can be. I don't know.
And it's delivered with a lack of respect.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
What about you, Ron? You brought it up. Is that what nagging actually feels like?
Well, it's just
you?
What you said over and over and over. Like, did you do this yet? Did you do that yet? Over and over and over. You know, it just gets to be old to hear that over and over.
With anything. No appreciation.
No appreciation.
No acknowledgement.
Of what you have done.
No admiration. No gratitude. Right. Yeah.
And we'd like to hear, you know, we'd like to hear a word of appreciation now and then.
Oh, of course you do.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear. I'm always in check. The last thing I want to do is be a nag to my son. It's not just to your other, significant other. It's to your kids, your own mother, father, you know.
Family.
You can be a nag to anyone. And I really don't want
it's
to be
It's a mental
a nag.
Framework. It's just a mental framework of being dissatisfied.
Yeah.
Not happy with the conditions.
And letting them know a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's an indication that the problem is more with you than with them.
Exactly.
And satisfied. So I had a feeling that we might go through this list fast tonight.
Uh-huh.
I did say on Facebook that I was going to provide 10 things that a man should never say to a woman. I pulled them off the internet. I'm not even sure I believe some of them or not, but I was going to ask. But you also had something, Ron, that you were interested in covering.
Oh, I just thought maybe I wanted to hear what all the, you know, threatening things that women say to us men, like, it's fine. I'm fine. It's okay.
Fine. I'm fine.
Do whatever.
Yeah, that's a list. There's a list.
I know
okay,
there's a list.
We can do a show on that.
Yeah, and I wanted people to chime in and tell me what their favorite phrases are.
Why don't you just get on with your bad self, Dan?
You do you.
You do
oh,
you.
You do.
I hate that one.
Oh, Liam, you do you. I like that one.
How's that working for you?
Go ahead. Do whatever you
I don't
want.
Care.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do.
Where you want to eat. I don't know.
There's a lot of threatening phrases though, or words.
Yeah.
And
fine.
I think it would be fun sometime to talk about them.
Fine.
And, you know, and we really need to do that because this is the second time you've asked me to do a show on that.
I thought
it'd
be
yeah.
A funny subject.
I keep promising to bring that in.
It's relationship related, right?
Absolutely, and a lot of people are very interested in this topic.
That's why I say fine, whatever.
You know, when a guy says I'm fine.
He is.
I am fine. That's what I mean. I'm fine.
Right.
I don't mean I'm fine.
Oh, I'm fine.
Like you. Yeah, I'm fine.
So we've got a text in
from
Eric in New York, and he says, nagging is also repeating over and over things that the men do or don't do that let the woman down, or just things that you don't agree on. And then he said, I hate this comment. Oh, what's the big deal? Well, what's the big deal? Yeah. Good point. Good point, Eric. Thank you for that. So I'm going to just launch into, we have 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And probably won't get through all 10 of these, but like I said, I had a feeling we might run short on the other list. So 10 things that you can agree or disagree. Like I said, I took these off the internet. One is asking or telling a woman to smile. why don't you smile? Hey, smile. So what you're really sounding like is that you're asking her to change her mood for you. So I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
If he has to ask her to smile a lot, then she's kind of grumpy and bad attitude.
Or if his presence isn't encouraging her to smile.
Yeah, get out. Yeah. Run.
The next one is asking her, I hate this one. Why are you still single? Asking her, why are you still single? So,
well, if he follows up with, you're so pretty. I don't get it. You're so pretty and nice and talented and smart. Why are you still single?
So my thought on it is if you're interested in her, just be happy that she is still single. Do your best to change that status.
Because I've been waiting for you.
Well, not to interrupt you, but I was just reminded that tomorrow is Carlene's birthday.
That's right.
For realsies.
For realsies.
And we are out of time.
Well, we could wish her happy birthday earlier. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Carlene.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.